Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Proms. I'm Ronnie, and that's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How's everything going for you today?
Oh, my goodness. I am fired up. See, Real Houses of Beverly Hills got me feeling things. So I'm ready. I'm ready to rumble, okay?
Ready? Okay. Let's start out with some small business shout outs today, shall we? Everybody, we hope you're taking care over there, wearing your masks. If you need one, go to crappensmerch.com. We've got a lot of them, especially Rinna's lips, which I don't even have at my desk anymore because I've been using it in real life, okay? Right. So go get some masks. And we hope you're taking care of each other. Go support each other's businesses. We're really proud to know that so many of you are small business owners, little badasses. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and super I'm cool. Going to read a Black-owned small business shout-out for Lisa.
Fantastic.
This is Lisa's husband's cousin's Black-owned business. Skylar is an advocate for domestic violence survivors, and in her spare time, she creates beautiful resin art. It's called Resin by Sky in her Etsy shop, and she's got keychains, earrings, coasters, and more. She's been donating a portion of her sales to the BLM movement. You can find her at etsy.com/shop/ResinbySkyCreations, all one word. Resin by Sky Creations.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, let's see what I got here. This is from Maris. So Maris says she has something called Avi and Orly Jewelry Designs. They sell custom designed beaded name bracelets, anklets, and new colorful mask lanyards that look like necklaces but connect to your mask so you don't actually lose it or throw it in a pocket or purse, which tends to be unsanitary. They're super cute and the best way not to lose your mask. Isn't that a really good idea?
Yeah.
Because I think anything that will encourage people to wear masks is like super, super, super important today. I read some interesting statistics that if pretty much like 100% of people wore masks, like that'll happen, but if that did happen, this is from NPR, by the way. 30%
we'd have less coronavirus. Wear your mask.
30% less. 30% fewer, which is a really, really big deal. So go check out Avi and Orly Jewelry Designs. On Instagram, it's shop Avi and Orly. That's shop Avi and Orly. And then on Etsy, it's Avi Orly Jewelry Design, Avi Orly Jewelry Design. So go check that out.
Do it. Now, today is very special because the housewives go to Rome. Roma, Italy. Okay?
Yeah.
We get to hear Dorit, pretend she's the best Italian speaker in the world. So it's super fun to watch.
Yes.
My first thoughts on seeing Rome are people are probably covered in bird shit in Rome because there's a lot of birds. Okay? There's birds everywhere.
So many birds.
There's packs of them. There's flocks of them. There's a lot of people covered in bird shit in Rome, so have fun with that.
Rome wasn't built in a day, but it was shat on in less than 24 hours.
Yes. Rome has been shit on all day, okay?
Yeah. I came, I saw, I got shit on by a pigeon.
Tons of birds. That was the first shot.
Birds.
Just a terrifying shot of tons of birds.
Yeah, lots and lots of birds. So we're here in Rome. Obviously, last week we had this crazy cliffhanger. Where, and by crazy cliffhanger, it wasn't really that much of a cliffhanger, but it was basically Brandy just, you know, happened to be coming by Kyle's house. She was just sitting downstairs with a mic. She was just mic'd up, ready to go. You know, maybe she can do like a podcast on the go. And she told Kyle and Teddy that she and Denise had sex, and then Aaron, but then they had to keep it secret from Aaron, and Brandy didn't want to be the other woman. Oh, and by the way, also, Denise had terrible things to say about Teddy and Erica and pretty much everyone else. So Brandy drops this, I don't want to say truth bomb, but gossip bomb on everyone, and now we're in Rome, and we are in a van going from, I think, presumably the airport to the hotel. And Teddy turns to Rinna and is like, Rinna, Denise has told Brandy really negative things about myself, about Erica, and about you. Like, what? you don't have to be saying these things, Teddy. Why are you saying it? You don't want to be a shit stirrer. And here you are.
Of course,
literally
Teddy.
Stirring the shit.
Yes, of course. It's fucking Teddy. Hi, I'm Teddy. So Rena's like, oh, Janice can't stand you? Why would she say that, Teddy? Why? She's like, yeah, look, I live under my dad's shadow. Okay, Teddy Mellencamp. You know, maybe one thing you could do is change your last name to your husband's last name. Not that you have to. I'm all for women keeping their own last name. But don't be posting tweets of your dad standing up for you on Twitter and using his last name and then being like, I'm not living in his shadow. You literally are, okay? Check your privilege. Yeah. Check your Mellencamp privilege.
Yeah, and it's also, like, not an insult. It's just kind of like, you are the child of a celebrity. It's par for the course. I think everyone would expect that. So, like, don't be offended by it. And, yeah, what Ronnie's talking about was this really weird thing that Teddy posted last week, where I guess John Cougar Mellencamp, like, posted something like, Dennis Richards, never heard of him. And then Teddy posted that and was like, huh, that's my dad, right?
Well, like, it was a text exchange. Yeah, he said, Dennis Richards, never heard of her. And she said, yes, Dad, of course you know who Denise Richards is. She's the one always talking about being married to Charlie Sheen every 5 minutes. Love you. And then posted that. And then Denise wrote
and she said, that's where I get my crazy
post.
Sense of humor, right? Living in the shadow, something like that, right?
Something. And then Denise left a comment on that saying, why are you an adult? What are you, a teenager? I mean, geez. So that was the lukewarm Teddy tea for the week. Dad text.
Dad text.
Way to not live in your dad's tweet shadow. Yep.
I will always resent John Cougar Mellencamp because when Gene Siskel, I think when he died or was in the hospital with cancer, rest in peace to both Siskel and Ebert, there was like a period of time when Ebert was cycling in guest co-hosts, and for some reason there was an episode where he had John Cougar Mellencamp on as the guest co-host because John Cougar Mellencamp loves movies, and he sat there the entire time with like leaning forward with like his forearms on his knees and just like sort of looking down and be like, yeah, it was a great movie. It was a great flick. It's a great flick. I was like, get off my screen. I need good film commentary.
Yeah, you might as well just like hire a stick of beef jerky to review a movie. Shut up, John Cougar Mellencamp. Also, here's why I hate it. For whatever mean thing he did to Meg Ryan to make them break up. Because I know it wasn't Meg Ryan's fault.
Yeah. Here's what I want to know. Where's Richard Roper's daughter? Okay. Why isn't she on a TV show? How about that? How about that?
Yeah. Give her a chance.
Give her a chance.
She's just always giving bad reviews to fights. She's like, you know what? This fight was truly boring. And here's why. Teddy. Teddy stirs in the most boring of ways. 3 stars.
Yes. So, yeah. So anyway, so Teddy tells the whole story and we're just like, so they fucked. So they fucked. I totally didn't know this information already.
Yeah. And then Kyle and Teddy are covering their faces like, oh my God, two women licking chompers. Oh, and this week, also Rinna and Shit to Keep Up With posted on her Instagram something like, yeah, because Lisa Vanderpump got her. We've mentioned this on another podcast, but just for those of you who didn't listen to that one, Lisa Vanderpump got a spinoff on the Peacock network of Vanderpump Dogs, and Lisa Rinna's super furious because she said that Vanderpump was trying to create all that Lucy Apple Juicy drama so that it could be drama for her new show, and everyone said, she's not getting a spinoff. Shut up, Rinna. So she's like, told you so! Told you! That's her angry. And she said, yeah, maybe Denise and Brandy can get a new spinoff called Scissor Sisters. And so everybody was like, hello, homophobe! Yeah. And totally came against her. So she deleted that, and then she posted another one and said, oh, I really like that band Scissor Sisters. Here's her Wikipedia. I love that band, don't you? It's like, is that better? Like, what?
I don't know.
Who's just in control over there?
Yeah. God, even the scandals are a little boring. Actually, but I'm going to say this, though. I actually am loving this season of Beverly Hills. Controversial opinion. There are a lot of people on the internet who are like, this show sucks. It's always the same fight over and over and over and over again. I'm like, yes, that is the point. And I feel like I'm invested. And for everyone who's saying that this season sucks, all I got to say is I watched the episode this morning, and for the past like 12 hours, everything on my Twitter, on Facebook, everywhere, it's people just like chiming in about this and that and this and that. People are like into it. So even if you think this is a really boring season, so many people are saying that it's a boring season, and yet everyone's talking right now about it. It's like, it's probably the show on Bravo that people have the strongest opinion about at the moment. Like, have like a, I mean, I love New York. New York's still my number one, but we're just, you know, we just tune in. We're along for the ride. We're not, there's nothing that has like, you know, like caught us up and got us angry and like taking sides. This is the only show right now on Bravo that has us really, you know, in a rage, which I think is always the mark of a really good season.
Yeah. When you're furious, it's a good season of Bravo.
It really is. When you're furious at someone, that means that Bravo is doing their job.
Yeah. So Rena's like, help me paint this picture. I need to paint it. Okay. Paint it for me. And Teddy's like, well, I was at Kyle's and Kim dropped off clothes and then Brandy came in and she said all this stuff. And I didn't even know Brandy that well because I just met her on her podcast. But I'll tell you this, like on a podcast, she really seems to be a person who tells it like it is. And so, and I love all these ringing endorsements of Brandy's honesty because you idiots are going to get your turn. You think Brandy's not going to come on and give you idiots your turn? And then we can have all these little clips of Teddy endorsed by Teddy, accountability by Teddy.
Yeah, I just feel like, I mean, Brandy, the thing is with Brandy is that she's very blunt and she'll just sort of say things almost unapologetically. And that gets, so she says it like it is, quote unquote, meaning that she doesn't care. But it doesn't mean that she's necessarily saying it as it is. She's at least just saying it. And we said last week, there's usually some truth in what Brandy says, but we just think that she lives in a different reality. And I don't know, I'm a little over this whole someone who tells it like it is, because we're in a country with someone who, quote unquote, tells it like it is. I can't deal. Anyway, the point is this. Rinna is like, you know, I have very conflicted feelings about this because I know they're friends, but you know, Denise knows well how I feel about Brandy. And then we get a flashback to Brandy just saying to Rinna, you've had the same hairdo for 20 years. And Rinna being, I love that. That's like the most offensive thing you could ever say to Rinna.
I know. She's had the same haircut. And then we cut back to Rinna with the haircut that she's had for now 22 years. Or the wig, or what, like she's still in the same hair. And she's like, well, I mean, when it comes with, you know, when it comes to Brandy, how do you know what's true and what's not true? I just don't know where to put this. I mean, Brandy, look, you can call Brandy a liar, but she wasn't lying about that. You're sitting there with the same hair.
I mean, that's true.
We just keep cutting back to Dorit and Erica in a different car. And they just have they have nothing to say because they're Dorit and Erica, especially Erica. Imagine being stuck in a fucking car with Erica. My God. They're like, Erica, you have to say something. She's like, Perina, I'm beautiful.
Wow.
It's a
I'm going to take advantage of all this neck swiveling now because tomorrow my plan is to put myself in a full body cast and walk around Rome. All right. Look
so
at that.
So then in the next, the other car, Rinna's like, oh my God. It's too much to process. And Kyle's like, well, you know, what we want to ask you is, if you had this information, what would you do about it? You know, I mean, it's your trip. It's your friends. You have fun. It's your job.
Yeah, Kyle just hands it off because she knows that Rinna usually doesn't mind just like taking something and running with it. But that's just so shady. Kyle, like, well, what would you do with this information? Well, if you were truly friends with Denise, you probably would like call her up and be like, this is what Brandy's saying about you. If you're TV friends with her, maybe you take her out to dinner and have a one-on-one in quote-unquote privacy. But if you're Kyle Richards, you're going to try to just pass it off to someone else and let everyone else get in trouble at a big group dinner scene.
Well, also, this whole thing, okay, so there's also been speculation about the timeline of all of this, because the night that Brandy and Kim just happened to come over to drop off some dresses to Kyle, they went out to dinner, but that dinner was after BravoCon, I think. People went on Instagram and matched their outfits and hair and when they were out to dinner with each other. And so it looks like they went to Rome, had this scene, then needed to shoot a pickup scene to make it all make sense. So they shot the Brandy scene after all that happened, which makes this whole thing bullshit. But that could have just been a pickup scene. What I think happened was Brandy went to that party to have a big scene with Denise about it and have a big fight. She said, I want to be in a throuple. Aaron, all you have to do is say this is your vagina and you're not saying that. And instead of him saying this is my vagina, so she could act all offended and make a huge scene and get back on the show, Aaron and Denise were like, whatever, crazy drunk bitch, and just left. So she didn't get her big scene. And so Kyle wasn't going to let that go because she's done all this work, guys. Kyle, like, let's not think think that Kyle hasn't known about this from before the season began? Obviously, yeah. She has. All the women have been stirring this threesome talk and all of this stuff to try and build it up to now. It's so phony and Kyle, it's so
Kyle has been gaslighting Denise all season long. You just see it. She's been pushing this agenda of Denise isn't honest. Denise doesn't speak what's on her mind. Denise always tries to shut things down. And then, of course, Denise does start shutting things down because now Kyle has pushed forth this like narrative of just always trying to just like ram these. Like, she's always trying to, like, corner Denise. So now Denise is like, bravo, bravo, fucking bravo, fucking bravo, bravo, bravo. Because she's like, I don't want to deal with this shit anymore, stupid Kyle Richards. That's what she doesn't want to deal with it.
Yeah, so Kyle's obviously trying to manipulate this whole... I mean, Kyle's opening line of the season is about this storyline. It's not even about her, you know?
And by the way, Teddy... But one thing is that Teddy does say at that dinner later on that it's already on camera. So maybe if what we saw was a pickup scene, maybe there was something that was shot and just did not flow well or did not have good audio or
something
like that.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
That. I don't know.
I'm not sure. But so either way, whenever that scene was filmed, they obviously all knew about this before and have been building up to this. So Kyle being like, what should we do? How should we handle it? It's typical Kyle orchestrating the whole thing and then trying to pawn it off on somebody else and never taking responsibility for it. And we've seen it season after season, most noticeably, which gets brought up later in the Munchausen.
Yeah, Kyle is just such a sloppy manipulator. And the thing is that, like, she has been accusing Denise of not being honest. Like, she never really says what's on her. She says one thing and she acts another way. And the truth is, it's Kyle who is so dishonest. I mean, look at what she says when they get to the hotel. They get to the hotel and she's, like, muttering to the other women about this situation. She goes, I mean, what are we going to do? I mean, hopefully it's not a big deal. That's what I'm hoping. I'm like... You are literally in the process of making it a big deal. Just by having this conversation, you're turning it into a big deal. This actually could have been handled in a pretty chill way. But, like, Kyle acting like she doesn't want to be a big deal while she is simultaneously, you know, like, whispering about it behind Denise's back and or maybe not even mentioning it, having Teddy doing it. It's going to be a big deal.
Yeah. So Erica's like, well, how cool is Lisa Rinna to organize a trip to my favorite city, Tampa? Where? Rome. Can we talk about Erica's look at home for her at-home diary room session?
Yeah, sure.
First of all, don't use a fish eye lens or whatever the hell you're looking through. You look like Nemo. And when did she get a baby's forearm put in as her upper lip? What are you doing? Calm down. You're gorgeous.
I need to see an image because I actually did not really process what she looked like.
Her lip is like a baby's forearm now. Her upper lip. She's like, ha! I love Rome, everybody. And it's like a fisheye. You know, she just needs like little gill thing. Oh, by the way, we're on Crappens on Demand today. So we're just making. I'm just making faces at Ben this whole time.
Yeah, if you're watching Crappens on Demand, you can see Ronnie's very effective impersonation of Erica's fisheye lens baby arm face, I guess. So so now Rinna's like, you know, Rinna gets into her room, her suite. She's like, wow, oh my goodness, wow, you know, she's just like loving it, ready to wipe it all down. I mean, Rinna was really ahead of coronavirus. She was ahead of the times. And then
she's probably the reason for coronavirus. You know, when you use those hand sanitizers or whatever, they say that's going to create the super bug because people are building resistance to it. You know, it's all the wiping Rinna has done down all over America. You know, she's made the regular flu with the corona.
And I just wiped it all down. I was selling my stuff in Wuhan. I said, you know what, guys, don't worry. I caught this. So I wiped down that entire market. It was great.
Rinna has created the super bug that Bill Gates predicted so long ago.
I still don't know how Bill Gates got dragged into this whole thing. I mean, conspiracy theorists need to come up with some better
shit. He gave a big speech about the thing that's really going to bring down the economy and change the world is a super virus, is going to be like some kind of super virus.
So he gets blamed for it? What about, like, this is the most easily predictable thing in the world. Why do you think we have so many movies about viruses and end of the world? Like, why do we have zombie apocalypse movies
for it? Is he being blamed for it?
Conspiracy theorists are like, fuck Bill Gates. I think. I mean, I don't know. I don't really listen to the conspiracy
Well, the conspiracy things I've read have said fuck him because he's going to come out with like some, you know, what do you call it?
Oh, like some like pure panacea vaccine.
A vaccine. Like I was going to say an anti-vaccine. okay, like a vaccine, and it's going to have a computer chip, and it's going to be able to track you all over the world. Oh, Bill Gates is always going to know where you are. I'm like, well,
too late. It's already happening.
Look down at your iPhone, stupid.
You ever notice those ads that follow you around? It's too late. Too late for that. Hey, if you're posting this on QAnon or wherever you are, you're already leaving a track on the internet. So congratulations.
Yes, your phone is already tracked, stupid.
Stupid face.
So anyway.
I do not endorse those conspiracy theories, by the way, or those rumors.
Okay, I'm sure everybody was really worried about.
I actually think, oddly enough, these days you kind of have to like remind people that these are not, these are like unfounded, awful rumors and conspiracy theories. Because if you don't, they seep into people's minds, and then next thing you know, I hear that Bill Gates is selling umbrellas that have microchips.
I don't know where I heard that.
Yeah, you just have to like nip
some
it.
Some idiot on a Real Housewives podcast. So anyway, yeah, Rena's wiping down everything, you know, and just going, wow, like you said, about every single thing. Wow, whoa, ha, whoo, ha. So, you know, everybody sees their rooms. It's the typical
I have to say, when Kyle goes into her room, their rooms, because it's, you know, it's Europe, and in Europe, a lot of times, these buildings, old buildings, have small rooms. And so, Kyle, her room is, like, super narrow. It's, like, the bed, and then there's, like, a little, dinette table, like, at the foot of the bed, and it's, like, really narrow. And Kyle goes, oh, this is pretty. This is nice. Kyle is so mad. She is so mad.
And Dorit has brought 5 suitcases, of course. Wow, Dorit in her Chiquita banana outfit in her diary room. Gotta love her. So then Rena is on the couch in the fetal position. She's like, my stomach is in knots about this whole Denise thing. I mean, if I do tell her, how would I do it? There's just no way to win. Let's please stop acting like you haven't known this is going to go down the whole time. You guys have already done what you needed to do. You've made Teddy be the fall guy. She'll do it. Fucking stupid Teddy will do it.
Well, like, she's like, I mean, what do I say? Oh, guess what I heard? I'm like, actually, yes, that's a really wonderful catch-all way to segue into something, into some juicy gossip. I mean, don't forget, Rena, you are the woman who said, Dorit, were people doing coke in the bathroom at your house? I mean, if you can ask that question, you can ask literally any question. Don't worry about it, Rena. Just ask.
So then Dorit tells Kyle on the phone, she's like, I've chosen to go chill tonight. I'm chill. Which we know is going to be, you know, an outfit from Toddlers and Tiaras. You know,
yeah, she's toddlers. Basically, Dorit's quote-unquote chill look is she has appropriated baby hairs. She's made pearl baby hairs on her forehead.
She looks like Bukkake baby hairs is what she's done. She looks like she's been Bukkake'd on Rodeo Drive.
She looks like a planetarium, okay? She has, like, just all these sparkles on her forehead. It's like, you know, when you go pearls. And you sit and you look at the top. But she's also wearing this Chanel shirt. It's like a white button down. It says Sha and Nell, because that's like the whole thing with Chanel, that some part says Sha and one part says Nell. But it's like this button down that just sort of makes her look like a very fancy, like, warehouse worker, you know. And no offense to warehouse workers, but I don't think that's the look that she's going for.
Yeah, like at a pharmacy, like a pharmacy warehouse, you know.
Yeah, she's like literally delivered a crate from like Pfizer to the shipping dock at CVS,
and then she's got biker gloves, bicycle. Yeah, and then she's wearing biker gloves, like cut off kind of hobo gloves from back in the. I know you're not supposed to say hobo, but not, in the 80s or whatever, cut off gloves.
Yeah,
and they say so you can touch those, on the touch fingers. Coco.
She is like she's like gonna wear.
You know, she really spends so much money to look poor, because only poor people need to have Chanel written on, you know, and Versace.
Yeah.
Only poor people need that shit. Rich people do not need that, Dorit. You totally look like a renter.
Yeah, exactly. She is a fancy pharmaceutical warehouse worker.
I mean, any blind person that passes Dorit and touches her head, it probably just spells out like poor.
In pearls. Anyway, and then so she comes down in this crazy look, and Erica's going for, like, she has her hair like all blown out. It reminded me of, remember Catherine Edmonds? Is that her name? Catherine Edmonds?
Yeah.
Edwards? whatever her name Edwards, was. She was like a half season housewife or something like that for this show.
Yeah, she's they tried to bring her in things. For the OJ drama, but it didn't work. She's like, I don't want to talk about OJ. It's like, why do you think you're here? Nothing else makes you fascinating, ma'am. Sorry.
But Catherine had one of the best story arcs of all time, which is that it turned out that her hearing aid needed to be readjusted. And she's like, turns out I couldn't hear anything, and that's why I was being an asshole. But now I can hear everything, so I'm fine. This is a great little bow. I put a little bow on that one.
Didn't she also confront Lisa Rinna about being anorexic? Who was that?
I think she said something tacky or something. I don't remember. I think they had.
I never see you eating.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Something
anyway,
like that. She also had an issue with Erica, too.
Guys of the past.
So I love when Dorit walks into the lobby for a chill night, everyone's like, wow. You really need to calm down, Dorit. This is too much.
So then we see arrivals at the airport, and Sutton and Denise are here now, and they're calling, Denise and what's her buns? Garcelle are here now, and they're calling Sutton. And mm-hmm. Sutton's like, I can't find my passport anywhere. I'm just going to have to get a private plane. I'll be there, girls.
And meanwhile, Rinna and Teddy are going, they're in a van heading to dinner. And Rinna's like, oh, I am still reeling from that information. I mean, Denise said mean things about people behind their back. Wow, and maybe hooked up with Brandy. I am reeling at this pretty... predictable information. I am reeling.
Well, really, I had anxiety for sharing it, but you know, it's one of those situations where you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Teddy, no one likes you. No one. Okay, Kyle probably doesn't even like you. No one expects you to say anything. Just keep doing what you've been doing. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Okay, sit there and do nothing, Teddy.
Also, I don't think that you're damned if you do or damned if you don't, because if you don't say anything, I don't think you're damned. And if you do say something, there's a way to say it, and where you're not necessarily damned, you'd be like, hey, Denise, just a quick heads up. Brandy's been talking shit about you. I can explain it if you want me to, but, you know, like, just a heads up. That's, like, a really easy way to do it where you're not really going to be damned. You're just being like, hey, I'm actually being a good friend to you at this moment. But if you do it the way Teddy does it,
yeah, but Teddy doesn't damned. Like Denise anyway, so.
Yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Higher than high-res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't. Touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, cease and desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Oops, she did it again, it's Brittany Montano.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Erica, 500 days of summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthews. Sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
She's Ferelio, it's Lindsay Ferelio.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
So then Kyle and Dorit and Erica are in a car driving, and Dorit's like, oh, look at Rome, all these memories. Well, I remember the first time I took a ride on the Loch Ness Monster. What an Italian stallion that one was.
I remember coming here with PK, and I said, PK, take a photo over there. Just stand right there, and don't touch that building. And then he touched it, and it leaned over, and still there. Look at that, the Leaning Tower of PK.
All the time, we were all as a family in a little tiny car going up a rickety little road, and we got to the top, and there was a big white monster with glowy eyes. And then we went very fast down the hill.
That's the Matterhorn, Dorit. Okay? Even been to Rome.
My favorite part about Rome is right in the middle with a giant golf ball right in the middle of that lake.
You're talking about Epcot Center. It's not Rome.
So then Rinna, it just takes it to another level, of course.
Whoa! Ah! Whoa! Ah! The Colosseum! Ah! The Tower of Pizza! Ah!
Jesus, calm down.
Oh my god, I would have loved to see her in ancient Rome, just like walking around with like a toga or whatever you call those tunics, just walking around like the forum, be like, how are you, Hail Caesar, am I right? Hail Caesar.
pizza.
What's the deal with Nero? Am I right, everyone?
So let's see here. They just, they do a lot of sightseeing and take selfies in front of things.
And then they go to like a tourist trap restaurant that basically has like a view of the Colosseum in the back. It's like one of those restaurants that, Romans are like, ooh, do not go there.
Yes.
But of course, they're there.
Yes, that extremely fancy restaurant with sliders on the menu.
I know. I was like, oh, is that where Kiko's working these days? So Dorita's like, she's like, Buenos Aires, Kay Bella, Mario and Luigi. Yes.
So Kyle orders a margarita, and Dorita's like, really, Kyle? We're in Italy. You can order Prosecco, or Caparisuda, or Dieta Coke.
Orangina.
Seven Uppa. Ginny Tonica.
She actually said Ginny Tonica.
Yeah.
Come on, Dorita.
Fanta.
Listen, I'm no Rosetta Stone, but even I know you're full of shit, girl.
Yeah. The other thing that annoys me about Kyle getting margaritas, like, listen, if you want a margarita, have a margarita. Margaritas are delicious. They are a truly delicious cocktail descended upon the earth from the gods. But that being said, what's annoying about when Kyle has a margarita is I kind of feel like Kyle's been trying to make it her thing. And it's like her low-key attempt to have a signature something. Because it sort of pops up every now and then. Like, oh, well, I always got to have a margarita. I think she did that in France also. And it's like, it's kind of Bethany's thing. Which then it makes so much sense that it's Kyle trying to make it her thing. Because Kyle is friends with Bethany. Like, of course.
Well, being a housewife was Bethany's her best friend thing, And then Kyle stole that. Kyle steals everything from every friend she has. Don't you know that?
That's true. That's true.
The only shock is she hasn't forced her kids into some sex video yet to make them popular on, Instagram or whatever, like a Kardashian.
That is very true. But you know what, though? You know what? It's the year is young. So 2020 has brought us a lot of surprises. A lot of surprises.
Yeah, that's true. 2020, still young.
So, and then, of course, after that, Dorit gets a vodka and club soda. After all that shaming, she gets a vodka and club soda. She's like,
at least I ordered it in Italian.
Yeah. It's like, did you? I think you asked for a cactus on a moon cow.
So Erica's like, look, they've got penicillin shots. I'll have a penicillin shot, but just with a very light shot of the injury there. L.A. people. Fucking L.A. people. No one can just order a drink. It's like, can I have a margarita, but not, I don't want salt, but I also don't, I just want a little bit of that sweet and sour sauce. Not too much. Just a little bit of ginger, all right.
Yeah, when I'm in a foreign country and I'm ordering stuff, I try to just like keep it really simple, because language barriers, etc. So I guess what I'm saying is I'm shaming them for not considering language barriers. I don't know. This may not be the hill I want to die on.
But hey, at least you climbed.
I've got bigger fish to fry.
It's about the journey. You climbed that hill, okay?
I climbed it, and then I got tired and decided to go back home.
Yeah. So they talk about going to see Erica in Chicago. She's like, don't come on open at night, Mama. Give me a minute. You rehearse for a month, and then they just throw you in there. Let me get the kinks out, all right, ladies.
Yeah, so then the tiny sliders arrive, and they're like, what? And then, and so then Rinna apparently has, like, a really strong drink. She's like, oh, this is strong drink. I'm not responsible for anything that comes out of my mouth. Which is, like, my favorite excuse that people on Bravo use before they say something really awful.
Yeah. So then Denise and Garcelle call, and Rinna's like, hi, Denise! Hi, Garcelle! Like, Jesus, Rinna, they can hear you. You're holding the phone up to your mouth.
And these women love to talk about who's being fake, and they are, like, they are so angry at Denise right now, and they are basically about to bury her on this trip. And like, hello, Denise! Hi, Denise! Hi, how are you? Do you have a good flight?
Except for Teddy. Teddy's giving the phone a dirty look, like, really? Ooh. Really, phone?
So then Denise is like, yeah, well, we just landed, so we're just going to go to the hotel, and we'll just probably see you in the morning. And then the camera focuses on Teddy for some reason, and then you hear a cymbal go, what? Like, is it like that big of a deal that they decided to go to the hotel first? And, like, why did Teddy look so upset about that? Like,
they really overuse that. In this episode, it was everywhere.
And Denise goes, we're so excited, and Teddy just starts shaking her head like, won't accept it.
This cast, I'd like everyone to notice how boring this fucking cast is without those other people on the show. Okay, we're missing three castmates from the show, and this is the point we've gotten to. Okay, all they've done for the past 20 minutes, which you wouldn't know it because we're at 34 minutes into this podcast, so we find it fascinating. But
yes,
all they've really done on this trip is go, wow, whoa, wow, and ordered food. That's literally all that's happened. And we've even gotten to this point where Rinna pulls out the old, you know what we should do? We should go around the table and ask questions, baby. I'm feeling it. When Rinna is pulling out her, like, bury you game, where she can get dirt on you to bury you at a dinner party, you know you're desperate. So stop trying to get Denise off the show. It needs her.
But that being said, it was kind of worth it because I loved hearing this backstory that explains so much of Kyle's life. So the question is, like, what was your most embarrassing teenage moment? And Kyle's like, when my mom found out that I had sex for the first time, she called a family meeting and I had to sit in my mom's chair, and honestly, it traumatized me. These bangs are trauma bangs, okay? And it was the most uncomfortable, worst thing ever. And they're like, well, how did she find out? And it turns out Kim walked in on Kyle and then totally tattled to her mom, which is so Kim and Kyle.
And it's also exactly what's happening right now in this storyline. Kim comes over, tattles on someone's sex life, and then Kyle questions them about their sex life and traumatizes them. So really, it was traumatizing for you, Kyle, because that's exactly what you're fucking doing on this show, you hypocrite.
Wow, Ronnie, that is...
Full circle of ass, okay? It's a circle of ass.
Light bulb moment.
Hypocrites.
Light bulb. So, so guess what? Surprise! Garcelle and Denise show up at the restaurant, and Teddy is all like, she's like really upset that first she was served a slider, and now that Denise and Garcelle are there, so she's like really, really glum about it.
Yeah, she won't smile or get up to say hi. She's just really miserable, and everyone else is fake, you know?
Yeah.
And Kyle goes, oh my god, I've never been surprised ever, and now I'm surprised. Kyle, you just finished telling a story about how you were surprised. God!
And Teddy's like, I kind of always thought I liked surprises until this moment. I'm like, she did not come in with a chainsaw and, like, try to stab you with it or, like, grind your head off with it, okay? Like, just be like, oh, cool, like, they're here, you know? It's not the end of the world. You heard a rumor, just get over it.
From Brandy. So Kyle, you know, starts with the, love that jacket, Garcelle, whoa, because that's what Kyle's way of trying to connect with somebody, you know?
Yeah, slash compete.
And Denise is like, oh, she wore it on a plane, of course. Gotta look fucking fancy on a goddamn airplane. And Garcelle's like, hello, I'm single. Now listen, I need your advice, guys, because Thanksgiving is up, and my ex is there, Michael, and then there's Chocolate Michael. Do I mix them? Do I mix them at Thanksgiving? What do I do? And Rinna goes, oh, wait, you don't call him Chocolate Michael to his face, do you? That would be bad. No, Rinna, it would be bad if you called him Chocolate Michael.
Yeah.
Mata,
yeah.
She called him Chocolate Michael.
Yes, exactly. So they're debating and you know, because one of them's saying, oh, it's, you know, it's always dangerous when you bring exes or whatever. And Denise is like, well, I've had many Thanksgiving with exes. I mean, I always think more the merrier, right? I'm just going to just leave that there and see which one of you bitches wants to bring up the hooker. Because I know one of you, I know you're all thinking it, you dumb bitches.
Yeah. And Garcelle's like, oh, I don't want it to be messy. And Kyle's really trying the wacky Kyle out on this episode.
Yeah, she's trying like, so Rinna. Hard.
When Rinna has sex with Harry Hamlin, she's like, oh, yeah, Harry Hamlin. She calls him by his full name. And then puts her legs behind her head, which is another thing she stole from Bethany, and screams, Harry Hamlin!
And they all start kicking their legs up. Like, Rinna puts her leg up, and someone else, they're all, like, kicking their legs up. And then Teddy goes, I can't. Because she can't kick her leg up. And then that's when Dorica's, Judgy Wuzzy was a pregnant woman. Which, I'm surprised that didn't turn into, like, a like the seed of a huge feud just by saying
give
that.
It time. Give it time. Because now Teddy needs something to be mad at Dorit about because of what happens with Kyle later. So she might use it later. So yeah. The next morning, Rinna calls Garcelle. Basically, they all get ready because they're going to go shopping. And Rinna's like, oh my God, what am I going to wear? And then they cut to the bed where a leopard jacket's laid out. Shocker! Shocker! Yeah. Leopard and Rinna wig, okay? Let's stop pretending like you need more than an overnight bag.
Yeah, and Garcelle and Garcelle's on the phone trying to order room service. She's like, buongiorno. breakfast? See? Eggs? Bacon? Can you hear it? How do you say in Italian?
So let's see. Kyle and Teddy, who cares?
Kyle ate two croissants, guys.
Vans. So the big news in the Vans is Denise can't find the switch thing for her curling iron, the adapter switch thing for her curling iron. And then Erica looks like she was just let out of an insane asylum or taken out of an insane asylum because she's wearing a straight jacket and then like a really tall white fedora and she can't move her head around.
Yeah, because it'll bend the hat in the car. There's like, it's got like shades of Celine Dion in her like backwards white tuxedo. And so she's wearing this thing. And then Kyle is like, you look like you just got out of surgery. I'm like, first of all, she looks a million times better than anything you've worn this entire season. So you better shut it, Kyle Richards. We've seen your leisure wear.
Well, thank God for Erica's fashion because it really does give her a personality. Because I was cracking up at this and Erica does nothing for me, but I was cracking up at this. And, like, last week when she put the wig on the dog, died. Okay, very easy amazing. Like that. Like, she's the carrot top of this show, you know? Like, she needs a dog and a wig or a hat or something. And suddenly I find her hilarious.
She brings around and just, like, open it up and she pulls out, like, those giant glasses you only get at bar mitzvahs. Yeah.
So, arrival at Piazza del Popolo. Campari soda! I'm like, shut up, Dorit. Campari soda.
So Rinna then gives us a tour. She's like, so those twin churches over there, I have a little story about it. Back in 1975, when they filmed The Exorcist, also known as Lisa Vanderpump's origin story. Anyway, they were against it showing in Italy, and the day it premiered, lightning hit that church. And then last night, lightning hit the other church because they heard there was someone who slept with Randy Gravel in town.
So Denise is like, yeah, well, I know these stories because I was told our house was built on a burial ground. And my kids come to me and they're like, Mom, there's a body under the bed. I know people are going to think I'm fucking cuckoo nuts, but you know what? There's truth to it.
Yeah, well, it turned out actually the body was an agent from Big Pharma. So we got a whole bunch of issues going on here between Big Pharma and the ghosts. It's amazing.
It's kind of scary in there, but I did find some free Xanax, so worth it.
The monogram on his lapel said BG. Not sure what it could stand for, but I'm thinking Bill Gates. What can I say?
So Eric is like, oh, look at this. And it's like a
obelisk.
King Tut thing, an obelisk. Thank you.
Obelisk, yeah.
And she's like, oh, this is one of them things they brought from Egypt. Oh, no, she's talking about the big.
Yeah, the obelisk.
I was talking about the King Tut thing.
Oh, sorry. I was talking about the first Egyptian antiquity, which was a real one. And
I'm dumb. I don't ever leave the country, okay? I guess I should make note of that. So
that
no
sounded
confused.
Like I was shaming you. I didn't mean to. I wasn't really even shaming you about it. I was just saying.
I don't feel
like,
shamed. I feel no shame. Guess where I travel to? Merkel!
So yeah, Erica's, there's an obelisk that has a little cross on top, which is kind of funny if you think about it, because Erica's right. They clearly like stole it from the ancient Egyptians and put a little cross on it. Like, this is ours now, huh? So sort of like to read with baby hairs. So so then she's like, yeah, I mean, this is not my first time here in Italy. I mean, hey, I was probably, listen, I probably lived here, you know? Remember when I said I was a boy in Spain who was captured and lived in the bottom of a ship? Well, let me tell you something. I had many lives. Not only was I a Spanish boy, but I bet I was a Roman citizen having good time with those gladiators, okay? Ooh, good time with gladiators.
Even her imagined past life is boring. Seriously. So then the King Tut thing moves, and they go up to look at it. She's like, there's something in there. And it like jerks out at them.
Like the most obvious, like clearly there's a human being. It's like... It's like, you know, those people who are like statues in Times Square, you know?
Yeah.
And they actually are like, oh, look at that. It looks like they left a sarcophagus here in the square. Let's go look at it. Does anyone know? Did someone tell Nicolas Cage it's a national treasure? It's alive! It's alive!
So then Sutton's here, and she's like, oh my God, I cannot believe I'm in Rome. Praise Jesus to bureaucracy, because I got my passport so I could fly to Rome commercial. I mean, if I had to fly on the private plane, it would have cost, I don't know, a couple of dresses. It would have hurt.
It would have hurt.
It would have hurt. So basically, yeah. Your ex-husband said, no, you're not getting the fucking plane. Find your passport, you loser. And then you looked under the couch until you found it.
I tried to sell my complimentary dress I received by Kyle's Fashion Line, but all I got for it was one of those tiny little mints that's red and white you get in cheap restaurants. I guess that's all it's worth. Anyway, take a lot of those to get a plane, if you know what I'm saying.
So they go to the steps of somewhere, and it's another montage of wow, 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 wow.
And Erica's still, like, I understood in the car why she couldn't move around, because she didn't want her hat to bend on the car roof. But even just walking around, she's just like, well, I took a lot of inspiration from that street performance. I'm just going to walk around like a robot right now. Full rotation of the body to look around. There we go. Wow. Steps.
So then this is the shopping headquarters of the legendary House of Fendi.
Yeah. Kyle is like, excuse me, do you guys have any leisure wear? Sort of looks like oversized pajamas I could wear out. No? Okay. I know.
Kyle tries on an oversized sweater. That's all Kyle's interested in.
I need something that is made for someone who is 6'3". I just want to wear it around. Okay, you don't have that? No, okay.
And at one point while they're shopping, Teddy's just sitting there on her cell phone in the husband seat. She's like, I'm Teddy. Hi, I'm Teddy emoji. Hi, I'm Teddy emoji. Hi, I'm Teddy emoji. And Denise comes over and tries to start conversation. She's like, well, I was thinking of getting one of them fucking hats over there. I didn't have any fucking jeans that goddamn fit my goddamn ass. So maybe I'll try some fucking shoes or something. And Teddy's just like, hi, I'm Teddy. I'm ignoring you. Hi, I'm Teddy.
And she's like, yeah, I can't do the fur thing, which is basically like, that's like the first time it's like, I feel like that's the first time I've ever wanted to be on the side of the fur people, is when Teddy said, I can't do the fur thing. It's like, you know, you just made,
I thought Denise being against said fur. That didn't Denise say that? She's like, I can't do the fur thing.
I thought Teddy said it. So that's good. I can still be on the side of like anti-fur,
I think. I mean, look, if they make clothes out of mashed potatoes, I could do that. I'll eat those little fuckers, but I'm not an animal.
So then everyone goes and spends about $3,000 or so, but then Kyle spends like over $8,000, which I thought was funny that they put in there. That was sort of like a passive-aggressive commentary from the post-production team.
Kyle's the richest. Ooh! So then they go to the Twivy Fountain and basically throw coins in and take selfies. I mean, what else would they do?
Well, and then Dorit's taking photos. Oh, were you gonna say about Dorit taking photos at the fountain?
No, go ahead. I was doing this. Scroll. Scroll. We're 46 minutes in. I'm ready to get to the meat.
Well, to me, the meat of the story is that Dorit was taking selfies at this fountain. And because everything is, to me, is an indictment on Kyle Richards. And I think everything has to be highlighted because it's very satisfying for me. Like Teddy, I have things I have to get off my chest. Otherwise, I'll have anxiety if I don't say them. So Dorit is taking selfies. You know, she's being ridiculous. I don't deny that. But then Kyle's like, oh my God, look at Dorit. She's like posing. Oh my God, like this and that. Like everything's like a pose. Kyle, did we not watch you in Greece 3 seasons ago taking photos at sunrise? Like did we not watch you run around your house like a chicken without a head cut off, getting your family together for a stupid family photo that your daughter had to fly in from college on the East Coast for? And you're gonna act like Dorit is the crazy one for wanting to take some photos at one of the most famous landmarks in the world? Get out of here.
Yeah, Kyle. So then everyone gets ready for dinner, and Kim calls Kyle while she's in her room. She's like, ah, Kyle! So Valerie and I are in the car, and we're on the way to Dr. Amp. I'm getting new chompers, Kyle!
New chompers, the Kim Richards story.
Yeah. And then they talk about how weird Teddy must feel right now, having all this information and having to be around Denise, who said such horrible things about her. You know, Teddy, who never talks badly about anyone. Poor Teddy.
I love Teddy. Teddy then tries to call Edwin and gets his voicemail, and she has the most, hi, I'm Teddy face of all time. She's just lying there on the bed, being like,
Knowing I have to go to dinner with Denise, knowing she has these horrible feelings about me, not appetizing.
And so now, meanwhile, Rinna is back in her long wig. When she finds a wig, she really likes to, like, wear it, like, about 5 times in a row, you know? So she's back in her wig, her long wig that she debuted a few weeks ago. And Mikey is there, Mikey Minden. Why he's there? Not really sure. Doesn't really, you know, it's kind of crazy. But, he's there.
He's always on those trips.
Hey, I know. Like, I understand why he's there, but I'm saying if it's supposed to be, like, a friend trip, like, he should, like, this is what I was talking about. It's ridiculous that they have, they all have these people that come with them for, like, a trip, and then they're like, it's just gonna be a relaxing dinner together, and they're getting full-on hair and makeup.
Oh, my God, do you know who you totally agree with right now? Kyle.
I know.
How does that feel?
I know. Well, the difference is, though, I come from it in that I think it makes for bad television. She's coming from it because she's jealous, because Mauricio probably was like, no, Kyle, you can't have that.
Well, you know, Erica's probably acting all innocent in this whole thing, but we see where she stands here, because Mikey goes, yes, bitch, we're going to a funeral. We won't say who's yet.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, anyway, so now they now we're at the restaurant, and Denise and Garcelle arrive first. Meanwhile, Garcelle looks better than all of them put together. So after all that effort that they're all putting in, Garcelle just walks in looking perfect, right?
Yeah. Well, they all look really good, and they're, you know, it's Beverly Hills, so they're all showing off their outfit, and they all have these entrances. But then Kyle comes in her sad Liza Minnelli / Lisa Vanderpump glitter jacket.
She looked like she just went to Evelyn Janowitz's 75th birthday party. I mean, she's just like, we're hosting a telethon in, you know, like on local television.
Yeah, it's like she's about
like
to
a
do
Dallas
a tap
suburb
number for charity.
Like,
for sure.
Like, I want to make fun of Dorit wearing just, like, a million different Versace logos in Italy and looking like a total idiot in the process.
Yeah.
But then Kyle comes along, and it's like, how can I make fun of Dorit when we've got Kyle?
I know. Kyle, you look stupid, and you're sitting next to a Dippin' Dot. Okay? So, Teddy is in Leopard, which I can't with her. Like, I even get, I'm like,
so we're now, mad at everything.
Yeah, I'm like, now you're a leopard,
we're mad
really
at everything.
Now you're and in a Rinna outfit. Come on.
And thank God for Garcelle. She's like, Dorit and Erica are having a fashion show. I mean, come on. We're having dinner in the hotel. And she is right. This is what I'm saying.
So then Dorit's just Italia. Hey, Messero Italia. Listen here. Italy comparison this evening up. And Kyle's like, why is she speaking Italian to the waiter who's speaking English?
And there's a menu in English, which is a fair point. If only it hadn't been spoken by the woman who just last week was speaking to her, like, her house manager in Spanish, ordering, like, wine and water over the intercom in Spanish. So,
which never came, actually, now that I think about it.
Well.
So
they
do the things Americans do whenever we're on vacation. They're like, oh my God, this is like real Italian food. And Erica's like, oh yeah, real Italian, not like that shit they give us at home. And she's eating a plate of rigatoni.
And it also cuts over to Dorit, you know, like our Buca de Beppo ambassador.
Yeah.
And then Sutton, meanwhile, drinks her wine. She's like, oh, oh, no, oh. Poor people wine. Can't have it. Can't have it. Waiter, take this away and give me your best whatever else. I can't have this, my delicate palate.
And he's like, Pinot Grigio? Would you like to try a Pinot Grigio? And she's like, well, we'll try it.
So, Garcelle, so Sutton's basically like, Garcelle, I have to say I was a little put off when we met up in the valley. Pew, pew. We met up in the valley, and the first thing you said to me was, where'd you get all your money? I mean, I thought it was evident I married into it. I mean, did I? How hard must I try? And Erica's like, I married mine, okay? Which I thought I appreciated. You know, I like that Erica is, like, very upfront about that stuff, you know? No.
So then, yeah, Erica's always really cool, and you know, about stuff until she's called on stuff, and then she's extremely cool. Defensive, you know?
Yeah,
if she's saying
true.
It, she's cool about it. But if anybody else says it, it's like, how dare you, honey? So, first of all, Sutton, shut up with this. You're going to really try and fight with Garcelle over this. Stupid.
Right.
And Garcelle handled it perfectly. She's like, okay, well, I'm blunt to a fault, and I apologize for that. And she gives her, like, that very serious, like, I'm reading the news on 2020 right now, look, nods. And Sutton's like, thank you. Thank you. I thought about that all the way while I was flying on commercial, and it just ate me up.
I was watching that wonderful movie called The Art of Racing in the Rain about that dog and the guy from This Is Us, and I thought, what if I'm the dog here? And what if I'm being chasing a race car driver? Who's going to love me? And I thought, life is too short. I have to approach Sutton about this. But by the way, also perfect example of how you can just squash a really stupid thing really quickly.
Yes. So Garcelle's like, okay, so have we all got our issues out on the table? And Teddy's like, guys, I need to say something because, like, feeling really awkward and I'm breathing really heavy. Denise, someone told me some terrible things that you said about me. And Denise is like, what terrible things? Well, you said things like, I'm pathetic, you can't stand me. And I'm just, like, sitting here waiting for, like, a ding to go off where there's a lie. Never happens.
Yeah. But... no lies detected.
Yeah.
Also, isn't, like, Teddy the accountability coach where... isn't, like, the most accountable thing to, before you just, like, say, you said this, you said that, you just say something like, hey, Brandy's been saying some stuff, and this is what she said. Can you, like, what's your side? Before you start saying, you said some really shitty things about me. That's not very accountability. Like, that's not really holding someone accountable. That's just, like, making accusations.
Yeah, and Denise's like, I never said any of those things about you. She's like, and I'm desperate to be in this group because I've lived in my father's shadow for my whole life. She's like, I never said any of that, Teddy. And I can't choose who my parents are, just like you can't choose who yours are. She's like, I never said it, Teddy. Yeah, but you didn't say these things to Brandy Glanville? You didn't say these things to Brandy Glanville? Like trying to catch flies like Mr. Miyagi while she talks.
And Denise is basically like, I never said that. Are you kidding me? I never said that, which is pretty much what she says for the next 15 minutes on the show. I never said that. Are you kidding me? What? I never.
So you didn't say it to Brandy Glanville? And then we see Denise in the diary room and she goes, Brandy Glanville's your source.
Yeah, exactly.
Which pretty much sums up America's response to this entire season's twist.
Yeah. So Denise is like, you know, I mean, I hardly talked to her. I mean, I haven't really spent much time with her. I didn't talk to her. And so, and Teddy's like, so you didn't talk to her the night before Kyle's party? And she's like, no. Are you sure? Yeah. It's like, boom.
Yeah. And she's like, well, she called me the night before your charity. And she goes, we see the clip of Brandy saying, she called me the night before your charity. And Teddy's saying, yeah, she was trying to make you feel like you're really close. And then back. Teddy's like, yeah. Oh, so you didn't spend a lot of time with her and then stopped talking to her right until before the party? She's like, no. And she's like,
Teddy is totally one of those true crime cops that we see in all the documentaries who interrogates incorrectly. And then like 7 years later, while someone's sitting in jail, a documentary comes around and says, look at the terrible interrogation. And now this person's in jail. How do we get them out?
And Dorit tells us, I don't know, Brandy Glanville. The first and only time I've met her, she told me my tits are fucked up. And then we see a clip of Brandy coming up and going, hi, your tits are fucked up.
They're perfect. They're like cacio e pepe. All right?
So Denise is like, well, I mean, I did her podcast. And he's like, that was 6 months ago. I'm like, what are you getting at, Teddy? Either just like come out and just say it. Like, why are you trying to trap Denise right now with your, like, you don't even have all the information. You're like attempting to get to the bottom of something and you don't even know which direction you're facing. It's just, it's so silly. Just be like, this is what she said. What's your side of the story?
And I'm also, this is another timeline question. I don't have the answer. This is just kind of putting it out there. Maybe you guys can answer it. But this was the movie, because she mentions Patrick Muldoon was in this movie. Because she mentions it in the text that Brandy, like, oh, someone hacked my phone and put all my texts out there. I have no idea. And they're all the obviously from Brandy's phone. Week. Like, she's the blue. So obviously she just sent them to Radar Online or whoever. So like, anyway, so I think in that, Denise was saying, you can just stay next to Patrick if you want, or you can come to my room and stay on the couch, or I can get a rollout bed or whatever. So that movie was being filmed last season because we saw a scene of Denise on shooting that movie or whatever with Patrick, right? Mm-hmm. They talked about. So that's weird. Yeah. Did this all happen last season and they're still using it for the end of this season? I mean, is that how desperate you guys are? What the hell?
I guess. I mean, you know, and then we also see like a clip from BravoCon where someone asked Denise if she's still friendly with Brandy, and she's like, yeah, I'm friendly with her. I mean, she's a lot of fun. She's a straight shooter and she doesn't have much of a filter, but I appreciate that. Which is supposed to be like a contradiction of what she's saying, but you can still be friendly with someone and think someone's fun, but like not be that close with them. Like that is like I've gone on trips with people where I can say, yeah, I went away with that person for like a weekend, but I'm not very close with them. Like that is
if we're just talking on what we believe of what's going down so far, I do believe that of course she shit talked them. She's talking to Brandy. You're doing like an after party rundown with your friends. So yeah, I think she was like, fuck Daddy, fuck Renaby. She's been a bitch. Yeah. She's been nothing but a bitch to me this season. You know,
we've seen her do that in the back of the car. Of course.
Yeah, so I don't think that that's like a total lie. So Teddy's like, well, that was like 6 months ago, right? And she's like, yeah. And she's like, so you didn't have a conversation with her? No. And then Rena's like, yeah, well, Denise knows Brandy. You know, I know that she knows her. I mean, she definitely knows her better than me. And then we see that BravoCon clip. And she's like, well, look, you know, I've talked to her a couple of times, maybe. And it's like, like it's some huge admission.
I think that, like, my issue with this is not, like, questioning, like, the veracity of it. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they, like, fooled around or something. They obviously know each other. And I totally believe that Denise probably was talking shit or whatever. I don't necessarily believe that it's as big as part of a giant conspiracy as Brandy is saying it is. I question the truth of that. But for me, I just have issues with the way they're trying to, like, corner her. And that, ooh, now this got her. Ooh, that proves everything. I'm like, no, it doesn't prove anything. This is so stupid, you know?
Yeah. So Rena's like, Denise, have you said things about me to other people that are negative? She's like, no. She goes, because I'm hearing that you have. And if you have, now is the time to tell me. Have you said negative things about Erica? She's like, no. And Erica keeps giving this face like, I knew it.
Erica's in a veil and she's sort of like a little bird because her head just keeps going like this, like,
yeah.
She's just looking around like a little bird, like a little pigeon in a veil.
And she keeps like doing silent movie eyes like,
oh.
Norma Desmond.
There's a lady on the train tracks. Oh. I'm ready for my close-up.
Ooh, there's a red balloon floating into the sky outside my window. It's so whimsical. Wow.
I feel like,
oh, hey.
It's Richard. So she denies saying things about Erica, and then Teddy turns to Kyle and she goes, come on, you were there too. And Kyle's like, silent. Damn it. Because of course Kyle starts all of this, gets Teddy to do it, and then pretends like she's not doing anything wrong, and then she's going to be there to support Denise to make Teddy look like a fucking idiot, because it's what Kyle does every fucking year. Okay,
it's crazy. So Kyle's like, yeah, she came out and said that you think Erica is a cold bitch. None of these things are like wild, crazy accusations. She didn't like say that, oh, Denise like said that Erica is, you know, like funding an arms trade in the Middle East and that's where they get all their money. Like, she didn't say anything like that. She just said she was cold. Like, it's just,
and
it's
Erica like, brags about so being a up. Cold bitch anyway. So Denise is like, I never said any of that. And Dorit's like, is it possible that she made it up like she made up my tits are a mess? Because that was completely made up.
And Teddy's like, well, I don't know why she'd be making up stories.
Really? You don't? It's the same reason that you're exploiting them, because you want to keep your fucking job, lady.
Yeah, do you see the cameras that are all around you and the fame and opportunities they've afforded you?
Yeah.
I think that might be why.
And Dorit's so, like, so she has specifics. And Teddy says, yes, she was very, very upset. And Denise is like, upset about what?
Denise, about what happened when she came to see you and you guys did the podcast.
And she's like, nothing happened. She introduced me in the cast. I never said anything negative about anyone.
Now, I think that, like, so this is where I think Denise is a little, like, she just is doing a flat denial of everything, which is not, that's never going to work, because she did probably say some shit. We've seen her talk shit. I think at this point, Denise is now in her head thinking about, like, what game are they playing? What should I be doing? How should I be reacting? Should, like, do I need to get my lawyer involved? What's Charlie going to say? How's this going to affect my ongoing case with Charlie and the kids? I think this stuff is all going through her head, and I think she's trying to piece everything together. And so all she really is capable of doing is just deny, 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 deny until she can, like, get her mooring, you know?
Yeah. So Erica's like, so Brandy's lying. Yes. But why would she lie, though? And she's like, I don't know. I mean, if I had something to say, I'd say it. And then Renna tells us, you know, the Denise I knew before was cool. She didn't give a fuck. She would say anything. But the Denise I know now, she's just so concerned about her image and being perfect. And that's what, I just don't quite understand that. Ah!
That's because Kyle has been gaslighting this whole idea. We've saw it ever since Denise sort of challenged Kyle about the glam parties or whatever, the glam squads with Teddy's stupid thing. Kyle has been gaslighting Denise as, like, this person is just, like, doesn't really say it as it is. She's not honest with herself. And now it has caught on. And yes, we do see footage of her, like, trying to shut things down. But she shuts things down because they are trying to, like, make her think that she's not honest and doesn't talk about things. And she's finally like, fuck it, enough, you know? So then, now Renna has fallen into it.
Yes. Yeah, so then Kyle's like, yeah, well, she was saying a lot of stuff. I mean, Brandy just said so much stuff. And I mean, it's between you guys. It's not between yeah, all this, of us. It's just between
faux
you
faux modesty
guys.
All of a sudden. Yes. It's just between you guys.
And like, just say it, just say it. And Garcelle's like, just say it. I mean, what's a big deal? And yeah. Renna goes, it's really, really bad. Really, really bad.
It's also not really, really bad, by the way. It's also not. Remember, they're like, we just don't want it to be a big thing. Well, stop saying it's really bad. It's really bad.
Yeah.
So then Rena's like, well, I'm not going to be the one to tell Denise. You know why? I've got one word for you. Duster's available on QVC. Okay, here's a second word. Munchausen. And then we see a flashback of her.
Yes, where Renna, awesome. Renna didn't think anything. She was manipulated into thinking all of this stuff about Yolanda and bringing yeah. all this stuff on camera. Vanderpump made her do it. And then yeah. she tried to trick her into blaming Kyle for it. Dun, dun, dun. Mm. So we see a clip of that. And then Renna being like, I'm not taking the bait this time, baby. I paid dearly for that and I learned my lesson. No, you haven't. You're doing the same thing. Just because you didn't actually say the words doesn't mean you've learned your fucking lesson. My yeah. God. So Garcelle's like, do you want to know, Denise? And she's like, listen, if this is a dangerous area, then no, I don't want to know about it on camera. And that's when Teddy says, it already is on camera.
And Denise's like, Teddy. So Teddy's like, all right, I'm warning you because, you know, there's going to be more. I'm telling you, there's going to be more. I was like, could you stop, like, turning this into, like, the crime of the century right now? The more you build this up, the worse it's going to be. And you know that. And so then Denise says something kind of curious. She goes, well, I'm telling you, there's no truth to that. And they're like, oh, so you already know what it is. She's like, to nothing, to nothing, whatever it is, to nothing, nothing. There's no truth to it. I'm like, okay, Denise, that was sort of a misstep on her part. Made me be like, is she really saying, I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, there's no truth to it? Or did she slip up?
I think she slipped up. I think she's like, oh my God, what is Brandy going to make us making out or whatever in Santa Barbara into? You know, she's probably waiting to see what it's being turned into, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I think that's what it was. Like, that was the first time during all this where I thought, ooh, Denise kind of showed her cards a little bit right there.
And Garcelle's like, well, why don't you just say it? And she's like, because it's really bad, Garcelle. And Renee goes, well, you guys have to say it because it was brought to you. Then you should run across the bridge and try and get it blamed on Kyle because that's what Vanderpump did to me. And Dorit's like, why are you torturing her? And Teddy's like, Denise, I'm not going to torture you. She said you had sex, okay? She said you had sex.
And then Dorit's eyes just like bulge really big. She's like, Bukata Pepper.
I'm wearing a face full of pearl necklace, and even I'm shocked by that one. And Garcelle makes her now infamous O face, where she's like, she always makes like whistle face.
And then Denise does the most guilty thing ever. After being like, no, the entire season of her being like, shut the fuck up, no, no. And then this, she goes, she starts smiling. She's like, no.
What?
That's, no, that's so ridiculous. I just have to laugh. Not a grain of truth to that. I'm just going to laugh. It makes me look even more innocent, doesn't it?
And Teddy's like, sorry, I just didn't think it was my place to say it. Please, like, you haven't been teeing that up. So Garcelle's like, well, did you, Denise? And Denise's like, no.
What? I'm so happy. Oh.
So, do people sing in the rain? No, they certainly do not. Actually, Denise.
So then Denise starts like muttering, saying weird things because Kyle's like, well, she said that you guys had an understanding. And he's like, about what? I mean, Aaron was there. My daughter, I don't even know what you're talking about, but whatever it was, Aaron was there. So Aaron
and
was
Kyle's
there.
Like, he was? Aaron was there? And she goes, well, wait. Well, my daughter I know was there. I had three kids with me that day. And Kyle's like, well, she said that she found out the next day, and she said that she was told the next day not to tell Aaron, and that's what really upset her. And then Denise is like, are you fucking kidding? Are you fucking kidding me? And Teddy's like, she's just out to get you for no reason? I mean, this doesn't make sense. Well, she's already like one of the stars of the show again, thanks to it.
Yeah.
What are you so confused about?
And Garcelle's like, well, if Brandy and Denise did sleep together, she doesn't have to tell other ladies. That's her business. But I do want to get to the bottom of it.
And Teddy's like, I just wanted to tell you so you'd have the opportunity to defend yourself. And she's like, guys.
After you accuse her.
Yeah. She's like, guys, I'm going through so much stuff and it has nothing to do with us or the show. Bravo, 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 bravo. And Dorit's like, honey, you have to stop saying that in Italy. It's bravo, 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 dear Coca.
Meet a ball. Enough. Meet a ball.
She's like, look, I'm trying not to be the person who leaves right now, but I'm just like floored by this information. She starts putting her hand up so the camera can't see her face. She's like,
please don't air this. Please.
Yeah.
You know, like, Andy Cohen's like, yeah, these dailies are great. Put them on the air.
I know. And she's crying. I feel bad for her. These women are monsters.
I do feel bad. She's really blindsided and she's trembling. She's like, it's not true. It's not true. And then Teddy's like, well, I'm really sorry that you have to go through this. Oh, now Teddy's sorry after she just like built this shit up and humiliated her on TV. Great.
So she's like, well, she's so concerned about her image. So anytime we bring up something she doesn't want to talk about, she goes, bravo, 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 so she can get the edit that she wants. And then we see a clip of Denise doing this over the season. With her going, I'm not doing this. Stop. Bravo, bravo, fucking bravo. I'm not doing this, you guys. I want Chris Collin or I'm out. Which I guess is a producer.
You know, Denise yelling at the cameras about her issues is exactly what she signed up to do. Hi, I'm Teddy. Just hitting you with some truth right there. Teddy truth.
And Erica's like, honey, you gotta straighten this shit out with Brandy. And she's like, that's like the furthest thing from my mind with what I'm dealing with. And Kyle's like, I mean, look, whatever the story is with you and Brandy, it's not like we care. She's like, there's no story, Kyle. She goes, well, you know, there's your side and there's her side. And
since when does Kyle's like, well, whatever happened, we don't care. Well, if you didn't care, why'd you even bring it up? Why'd you make such a big deal about it, Kyle?
So then, Sutton. Denise is like, listen, I am a very married woman, yes. And I love my husband to death. And Erica's like, you don't gotta explain yourself, Hutter.
But we would like you to explain yourself, so please. And Denise is like, you know, anything I have felt, I have said, except for the stuff I said in the back of the car, which, you know, you'll get to see that on the reunion. It'll be real fun for you. Anyway, anything I've felt, I've said. And Kyle's like, I don't think that's true. I mean, Teddy's feelings have been hurt. And then Sutton is like, do you care more about what's been said about you, or do you care more about what's been said about Denise? Which is such a great point. Yeah, that here they're like in a tizzy that someone called, like that someone said Erica was cold, or that Teddy was, you know, like someone said Teddy was like in the shadows of her father. You care more about that than the fact that Brandy is making all these allegations about the scandal with Denise.
Right. And so Sutton's like, because it's none of your business, Teddy. She's like, it's about to be out there. She goes, don't get angry with me. Don't talk to me. Okay. I know I'm new and I don't understand it and everything, but you didn't have to bring it up. And she's like, a few months before, a friend had told me Denise slept with Brandy. But why would I bring up who slept with who? Especially at dinner. It's rude.
One only brings that up in the confidence of an interview session. We all know that.
So Teddy's like, well, I'm trying to tell Denise that I heard things she said about me, so here it is.
She goes, yes, but you also brought it up in a personal... barb or whatever, and that was unnecessary. And so Dorit tries to stand up for Teddy, and she's like, oh, well, listen, I know how Teddy's. Listen, she's an overthinker, isn't she?
And Teddy's like, yeah, I mean, I've had no sleep, I've got tons of anxiety,
and tonight she had to get something off of her chest, which is a burden for her, unlike what's on my chest, which are perfectly shaped titty-cockers. So get off my back, Glanville.
They're like two little PK heads just sticking out of my brassiere.
And Kyle goes, well, no offense, Dorit, but Denise is also struggling right now. And she's like,
I didn't finish, Coyle.
Yeah, Coyle, I didn't finish. Let me finish my thought. And then Dorit's like, listen, I care about Denise more than you do, Coyle. And Kyle's like, it's not a competition. Lies, it's always a competition with you. And since when are you all of a sudden defending Denise, the woman you have been railing against in a shadow campaign all season long?
You literally just set her up. You literally did. You just went, had a whole half a show last week on camera to set her up. Kyle's so shady. She's like, yeah, well, you know, I'm just saying that, sure, you know, Teddy's been through stuff, but Denise, I mean, look what Denise is going through, which is so cold. And I hope Teddy calls her on that later, but she won't, that little fucking ass kisser. But Teddy, there, that's what it tastes like, getting fucked over by Kyle. Hope you like it.
Mm-hmm. So now, I keep saying Dorinda, Dorit and Kyle are now fighting about how Kyle won't let Dorit finish what she was saying, which is, I think that was the fight in the beginning of the season, is that Kyle doesn't let anyone else talk, or like Kyle doesn't listen to anyone else, you know, she just cuts everyone off. So they basically all agree that there's no closure from tonight, and then they all just sort of like sit there quietly in the restaurant awkwardly staring.
They're like,
at each
okay
other.
Good night. That was fun, glad we got that taken care of. And Dorit's like, you know, my friend here doesn't know when to shut her mouth.
And Garcelle goes, yeah, there's bigger things going on right now, so you should probably just let that go, okay?
Yeah.
And Denise is like, well, I'm going to have to call my fucking lawyer now. And Rinna says, well, you should talk to Brandy. She's like, I don't want to do it here. And Dorit says, Denise, they're not going to cut it. And she's like, well, if they want me to be on this fucking show, they're going to fucking cut it.
It's really fun watching Denise make demands about cutting the footage and not airing stuff as we're watching it on TV, clearly. Uncut. Yeah. Like, or not cut, I should say, and aired. It is fun. So that's the latest in the big scandal. It's just gonna get messier from here on out. Kyle is super shady, and she's the one I'm angriest at. I'm still on Team Denise, even though she has definitely made some missteps in the way she's defended herself, I think, because I don't feel like she's not being totally transparent. I still think it's like this whole thing is like not a big deal, and I think they've made it into a big deal, and they're not being honest about how they've trumped it up into a giant, you know, tizzy, and then they're acting like they don't want it to be a big deal. It drives me nuts. That's to me more of an offense than anything that Denise may have done.
Well, Ben, this is the very end of our Crappens on Demand, so smile for the camera. Okay, got a picture for the Instagram.
Great.
Everybody, thank you so much for being here. We'll be back tomorrow with Real Housewives of New York City. And this week's bonus episode is going to be dedicated to the new Netflix show, Indian Matchmaker. Indian Matchmaking, which we watched the entire season of. So we're going to talk about the whole season this week. Thank you so much for being here, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Okay?
Bye, everyone.
Bye.